Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He's the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures. Polls are open for just about one more hour in the presidential primary election in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantages currently held by the leading candidates. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says he's already has a lead in the number of votes cast so far nationwide.
I'm millions of votes more than anybody else. You know, we talk about delegates, which I'm by far and away number one, but the votes are even more impressive because I have, if you take a look, is it close to 3 million votes more than the second place person?
Wisconsin presents the best chance yet for Cruz to reassert his relevance in the Republican race. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. The judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official says his government has no evidence that North Korea had actually deployed such a nuclear-tipped missile, but the new assessment is the first direct acknowledgement of the North's growing nuclear prowess. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday championed the government's new steps to try to make it less attractive for American companies to cut their U.S. tax bills by buying foreign companies to technically move their headquarters overseas while retaining their operations in the United States.
It's not that they're breaking the laws, it's that the laws are so poorly designed that they allow people, if they've got enough lawyers and enough accountants, to wiggle out of responsibilities that ordinary citizens are having to abide by.
Mr. Obama said the practice known as tax inversion is one of the most insidious tax loopholes and called on the Republican-controlled Congress to permanently ban it. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday, the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges. Speaking in Frankfurt, Germany, she says those challenges include slower growth, low commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. Military spending across the world has increased for the first time since 2011, according to new data by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Total world military spending was $1.7 trillion for 2015, an increase of 1% over 2014. The United States says the ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have taken hold and encourages both sides to strict adherence. 4 days of renewed fighting over the disputed region between Armenia and Azerbaijan killed at least 60 people. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has expressed grave concern over a surge of mob killings in Malawi. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN monitors say at least 16 people reportedly have been killed across Malawi over the past 2 months. The UN Human Rights Office says it does not know what is triggering the increase in killings. In one instance, according to spokeswoman Cecile Puyi, a mob stormed a police station, taking a man out of his cell and killing him. She adds the population is frightened and very worried. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
One of two rival Libyan governments says it is disbanding to make way for the new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government issued a statement Tuesday saying it is putting the interest of the nation above everything else. The statement said its prime minister, parliament, and military chiefs, I should say ministry chiefs, are all stepping down. Tanzania says it will promptly investigate allegations that several of its troops sexually abused women and girls in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where its soldiers are UN peacekeepers. Ambassador Tuvako Mangoni told a meeting of the General Assembly that a board of inquiry is being dispatched to investigate the allegations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.